Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The California prosecutor bringing the case against Sandra Merritt, who did the undercover recordings of Planned Parenthood officials, is ignorant of the very law that they're prosecuting Sandra. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This is absolutely shocking. This is one of the things that came out of the criminal preliminary hearing in California. This is the case where the California Attorney General, the highest law enforcement agency in the entire state of California, brought 15 felony charges against Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden for doing these undercover videos of Planned Parenthood and other officials supporting Planned Parenthood. And the whole issue, Holly, as we've talked about in Faith and Freedom before, but just to recap, is whether or not this violates the Criminal Code, Section 632.
And, you know, this is important, Matt, for every journalist, because, in fact, Merritt and DeLayden are the first journalists to be prosecuted for doing undercover journalism work. But think of all the journalists that do this in an appropriate way to reveal either a violent action or inappropriate actions going on. This affects all journalists.
It affects everyone. And so the criminal code in California, Section 632, says that it is a felony that's punishable in prison by at least a year or more. And there's also monetary fines associated with it. It's a felony if you, quote, intentionally and without consent of all parties, close quote, record, quote, confidential, close quote, communications. So that's part of the law. If you intentionally and without consent of everyone record a confidential communication. So you have to have intentionality, you have to have no universal consent, and the conversation that you're recording has to be confidential. So that's a big question. Were these conversations confidential? Were they confidential? Were they in places where you would expect privacy and therefore you wouldn't expect anybody to overhear you? You wouldn't expect anybody to obviously record you. This is a place of privacy. If it's not confidential, Holly, then it doesn't violate the law. If it is in a place where confidentiality could be not expected because, one, you're in a public place, two, you're in places where people can overhear you, in any other place where you don't expect it to be confidential, therefore, you know, you can record. So here's where we have the issue. Special Agent Cardwell. Now, this is a lead investigator for the Attorney General's Office of the State of California.
He was originally hired by Loretta Lynch, I believe. She's kind of started all this.
She started it, yeah. And also, well, not well, the Kamala Harris.
Oh, yes.
Kamala Harris started that.
Who receives over $81,000 in campaign from
Planned
Parenthood.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, so she's now Senator Harris.
Yeah.
She started that, and she hired Special Agent Cardwell, and that continued on under Attorney General Becerra. So he's a special agent, lead investigator for the state of California's Attorney General Office. So he testified on behalf of the 14 Doe victims. There's 14 individuals who are alleging that they were victims of this recording, and they're numbered Doe 1 through 14.
But he had never done this before. He had no training for this.
No, so he's the guy that the Attorney General puts on the stand as their lead person, their number one guy, to actually investigate all these 14 individuals who were recorded. Well, so what ultimately happens is during cross-examination, Liberty Counsel attorneys cross-examined Special Agent Cardwell, and he stated that this was his first investigation of illegal recording or alleged illegal recording under Section 632. He'd never done this before, first time ever. And that he received no training for this type of investigation. He stated that he knows the definition of confidential communications under Section 632, And during cross-examination, it was revealed that Cardwell left out multiple what's called exculpatory information from the arrest warrant affidavit, meaning that when you present information to the state, and this is the facts, that is the basis for issuing an arrest warrant. You have to, as the state representative, and that's who this person is, you have to provide all of the information that goes against you. That's called exculpatory information, information that doesn't fit your narrative. Then the judge can look at the pros and cons and determine whether an arrest warrant is warranted, would be issued. But here, Cardwell says that he left out all the exculpatory information. He didn't present it in the affidavit. In one case, one of the Doe's video was filmed during an elevator ride, during which a stranger was present during the entire time. So, Holly.
So it wasn't a private conversation.
Here, the recording is in an elevator.
Right.
And in the same elevator at the same time is another person.
So there's nothing private about that.
And that's where the recording is.
Right.
But he happened to. Did Cardwell put that in his affidavit?
Whoops, nope.
No, oh, he forgot that major factor. So that recording obviously would not be confidential. So he didn't put that in the affidavit. That's exculpatory information. He admitted he did nothing. He did nothing to investigate the claims. He did not ask the people who were recorded what they meant when they claimed their conversations were confidential. And he made no effort to determine whether the claim of confidentiality is consistent with the statute, Section 632. He simply accepted the Doe's statements of fact and presented them in the affidavit for the arrest warrant and did not give the contrary information called the exculpatory information. So that's the problem with their chief investigator. But it gets even worse because the Deputy Attorney General, Jeanette Juron, the lead prosecutor in the case, stood up and objected, saying, quote, Section 632 does not define a confidential communications. I object, this lead prosecutor says. The statute doesn't define a confidential communication.
What?
Yeah. Then there was an audible reaction in the courtroom as Section 632 clearly defines confidential communications. And even Cardwell stated in his testimony, started his testimony by admitting that he knew the definition.
But this is the Deputy Attorney General stating this, the lead prosecutor saying that Section 632 does not define a confidential communication. So is that laughter in reaction? She didn't even know the law?
I mean, she didn't know the law. I mean, here's you can't make this stuff
no,
up, people.
No, this is like a movie.
Here's the lead investigator that is being used by the state. Never before investigated confidential communications, number one. Number two, issued an affidavit but did not give the exculpatory information. This recording was done in an elevator, and there's a person in the elevator during the entire time. Obviously, this third party who's not part of the conversation breaks the confidentiality. But, oh, didn't mention that. And in fact, never even asked the witnesses, what do you mean when you say that this was confidential? What about that person who was in the elevator? Did not even try to match what they were trying to say to the statute.
This is so frivolous, Matt. I can't believe the judge just didn't throw it out now.
Yeah.
When this happened.
And then the prosecutor stands up. I object. I object to all this line of questioning because the witness is just being shredded on the stand. Obviously, you want to object, but have to have a legal basis to object. Mm-hmm. I object. My witness is getting destroyed on the stand. Well, that's not a good objection. But that's what was happening. The witness was being destroyed on the stand during our cross-examination.
Because he didn't have a solid case.
So I object. There's no definition in the statute about it. And there was a gasp. The judge denied that objection because that objection is frivolous.
Ridiculous.
In fact, what this does reveal, Holly, is that this whole prosecution is frivolous and politically motivated. And we want to go after the Attorney General for an abuse of the process. Mm-hmm. For selective prosecution, for abusing the process, this prosecution should never have happened. The state is not an arm of Planned Parenthood, no matter how much they support it. You can't just simply have Planned Parenthood disguised as a prosecutor of the state and bring criminal charges, and essentially that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. Pray for Sandra. Pray for our legal team. Pray for this case. Pray that truth comes out, and also that we are able to win this case, because it's a very serious charge. But Sandra did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. Stand with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can also go to lc.org/Sandra to get all the information on this case.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.